Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 12, 2022. The Supreme Plan for Changing the World. Question: Is there a supreme plan for changing the world? Answer: Of course. The world and all of nature are striving for ever greater balance. Question: And where is it recorded? Is there a plan? Is there some kind of information space or something like that? Answer: Frankly speaking, I have not seen such a plan. But nature strives for balance. This is clear to us, from everything that is happening. Question: So we can't look at this plan, but we see from our experience that apparently this is so? Answer: Yes. In general, despite the alleged disorder, chaos, eruptions, and so on, at the same time there is some more even distribution of all parameters, the equation of temperatures, pressures, and everything else. Question: Is the ability to see some kind of ordering in chaos and the desire for balance useful to a person? Do I need to constantly look for such an approach? Answer: I think that in principle we can determine this from our observations. After all, for the last couple of thousand years we have been constantly observing the surrounding nature and trying to deduce some laws. All these laws say that nature tends to a straight line, even movement, toward rest. That is, we have come to certain conclusions. Moreover, they are based on very long and serious observations over the centuries. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: How can I stay calm in difficult situations? Talk to your friends who have also gone through difficult situations. You will see how it will calm you down and balance you out. It will give you their thoughts, and then you will think not only about yourself, but you will start comparing their situations to yours, which will dilute your sorrow. It works according to the principle, a sorrow shared is a sorrow halved, which means that everyone goes through difficult situations and life goes on. If you are going through a difficult situation and you hear stories about certain difficulties that your friends went through, and they describe what they did in those situations, then even though it might have been tough, they lived through it, came out of it, and perhaps also have several tips that could help you. Moreover, once you have such a conversation with a friend, you gain strength to show them that you are balanced and know how to hold yourself together. Also, more generally, it is worthwhile understanding that calmness comes from engaging in what you understand is important. If you are engaged in what you understand is important, then you progress toward inner balance. Based on the video How to Stay Calm in Difficult Situations with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. In Difficult Situations. The opportunity to approach the Creator. Question: When the Creator draws a person closer to him, why does he have to lead him through shame and humiliation in society? Why did all the great teachers experience rejection from society? Answer: In order to help them get rid of egoism. And how else? A person by himself cannot aspire to the Creator. That is why the Creator leads a person through humiliation and in that way directs him to himself. The only opportunity to get closer to the Creator is through the humiliation of one's I. And I am ready to pay for it with everything I have, starting with the egoism that the Creator created in me and that kills me every day, and ending with the problems that egoism causes in society in relation to me. But I am ready to pay for it in order to nonetheless get closer to the Creator. There is nothing to be done. Thus we begin to attain what it means to rise in spirituality. Question: Does everyone have to go through this? Answer: More or less everyone. Nowadays it can be very easy because there are already groups and there is already a methodology. There were times when Kabbalists really suffered a lot, not only psychologically, but also physically. But today it is much easier. Moreover, a huge number of people today already understand this and are engaged in unification. Or they do not even understand and do not engage in it, but they nevertheless feel from the inside that salvation is still in unity. From Dr. Leitman's conversation with the Georgian Group, September 15, 2022. Invisible changes. Question: it is very hard to identify real changes. On one hand, all levels of nature are changing. On the other hand, there is a possibility that a static state is hiding behind this tricky picture. Let's say the sun has risen, so what has changed? It rises and sets each day. What really is a change? Answer: if we take a global look at the picture of the world, we will see that the world is moving to greater balance. And this is perhaps the most certain and probable cause for its development. Nature seeks balance. It comes from the law that nature does not tolerate emptiness. Question: from the standpoint of laws, it is clear and logical. However, from the standpoint of sensations, it seems that an ordinary inhabitant of planet Earth does not see it this way. Is it correct to say that for him changes form an absolute chaos that is constantly growing? Answer: of course. He also does not see that he lives on a little ball that is constantly spinning and with such a great speed. He does not feel it. An ordinary inhabitant of Earth senses only what he can feel in his organism while standing on this Earth that is spinning along with the entire universe. In general, we know little and feel little. We cannot break away from the point where we exist. This is why it seems to us that we exist in relative calm. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. How can I love this world? Comment: Alex writes, I listened to you in the morning and went to work. But as soon as I drove away from home, I immediately encountered rudeness on the road. At work, they squeeze everything out of you just to make more profit. We never have enough, we are never satisfied. Everyone thinks they are right. Please tell me how to love this world. My response: one can love this world only as rungs to the next world, and not in any way or for anything is it possible to love it by itself. Question: do you mean it is like a step? Answer: of course. If you give yourself only to this world, it is better not to be born. Yet if you perceive it as an intermediate stage, then you appreciate it. It is because if you know exactly how to use it, as much as you can because it is not easy, then you can really achieve something. Comment: but one needs to get to the point that there is another goal, and not just settle in this world. My response: if I say that this is an intermediate step and only the first stage, then yes. The main thing is to break away. Question: then what is the goal an ordinary person should aim for? Answer: there is no ordinary person. There are those who are more lucky or less lucky in understanding this world and in making a rung out of it that raises them to the upper world. But in principle, everyone has this opportunity and everyone receives it at some time. In short, this world is good only because it can be a prelude and a step, a springboard to the next state. We should not wait for the next state after death. The next state is the next degree when we reveal the next world while in this world. Question: what is the next world like? What should I aim for? Answer: the next world is such that you reveal that every minute every manifestation of all sorts of phenomena, actions, and forces is all just to bring you closer to the revelation of the truth. The truth is to reveal the Creator. Question: what is the Creator for me? Answer: the Creator is the sum of all forces that manifest perfection. Question: what do they mean by the phrase perfect love? Answer: perfect love is when you begin to attain a state where you see all mutually opposite forces as mutually complementing ones. Question: is it that forces are desires? Do all my desires, hatred, love, or anything else, as if complement each other? Is this called absolute love? Is this what can be called perfection? Answer, yes, but there are not just forces here, but an ascent above yourself, a mutual complementing of yourself and the other where you break away from yourself and integrate into the other. That is, this is not just force, these are sensations built on contradictions, and that is why they reveal so much. But all the same, all this is relative to a person. If this is not relative to a person, then we do not understand and we do not know. Comment: you keep saying specifically opposite desires, specifically opposite forces. My response: otherwise we have nothing to talk about and we would not feel anything. If there are no opposites that are in some kind of state with each other, then we have nothing to say. From CAB TV's News with Michael Lateman, December 27, 2021. All of humanity is within me. In each of us, there are desires of all levels of development, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. At the human level, within us, there are desires of all types of people that we see in our world. But in fact, this is not the world, this is me. Therefore, there are robbers, liars, good people, righteous people, wise men, and fools within me. This is all me. It only seems to me that this vast world exists, but in fact, it is only a representation of my inner desires and qualities. They are depicted to me in the form of inanimate, vegetative, animate, or human images in my four levels of desire. Depending on how I see the world, I can understand how I am corrupted or corrected, good or bad. Meaning, which of my desires I should correct? If I correct my attitude to the world, I correct myself. It is by seeing the world outside of myself, I much better understand what is evil and egoistic within me and how to achieve good and bestow toward what seems external to me. Conversely, by correcting myself, I see that the whole world gets better. There is no world, it just seems to me that all this exists, like on the cinema screen. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 23, 2009. The Book of Zohar Vayishlach, and Jacob sent. Breaking free of the confines of time and space. Question: if a certain number of your students were in spiritual attainment, would it alter and strengthen the whole process that both the group and the world are undergoing? Answer: the world would also be drawn to this and would understand the essence of our problems, or at least it would make fewer mistakes. It would want to listen to those who understand the universe in full scope with all its processes from beginning to end as well as in its depth. Then the world will follow such people who will explain how to act to quickly reach a spiritual state, because this is the goal of our development, the purpose of our existence. When we all begin to unite on such a scale, we become integral and break free of the hold of time, space, or motion. We enter the next degree, the next dimension called man. But today, based on our development, we are not there yet. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. A man in attainment, July 21, 2013. Michael Lateman, on Quora: what advice would you give a woman whose husband of 20 years left her without saying anything? I received the following letter from a lady who experienced such a situation. I'm going through some very difficult times, and I need your help. I've been married for 20 years, and I have three beautiful children. My husband and I had a good marriage all these years, but lately his attitude toward me really changed, and a month ago, he just got up and left home without saying why. I feel that my life is in shambles. And my question is, how can a person do something like that, to leave me and our children? We have three kids. What can I do for him to come back home? Indeed, men go through an age where they get driven to run away from the family, to run away from home, and to do something with themselves. This is somewhere around the ages of 40 and 50. All I can recommend is to stay in touch with him, through the kids and his relatives, so that he feels that he has a family and a home, a place to which he can return. If you do so patiently, he will come back. Based on the video advice for a woman whose husband left her with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.